Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all our hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your church. Open our hearts to the riches of your grace, that we may bring forth the fruit of the Spirit in love, joy, and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the second book of Samuel, chapter 18, beginning at the fifth verse. The king ordered Joab, and Abishai, and Ittai, saying, "Deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom." And all the people who heard when the king gave orders to all the commanders concerning Absalom. So the army went out into the field against Israel, and the battle was fought in the forest of Ephraim. The men of Israel were defeated there by the servants of David, and the slaughter there was great on that day, 20,000 men. The battle spread over the face of all the country, and the forest claimed more victims that day than the sword. Absalom happened to meet the servants of David. Absalom was riding on his mule, and the mule went under the thick branches of a great oak. His head caught fast in the oak, and he was left hanging between heaven and earth, while the mule that was under him went on. And 10 young men, Joab's armor bearers, surrounded Absalom and struck him and killed him. Then the Cushite came, and the Cushite said, "Good tidings for my lord the king, for the Lord hath vindicated you this day, delivering you from the power of all who rose up against you." The king said to the Cushite, "Is it well with the young man Absalom?" Cushite answered, "May the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise up to do you harm be like that young man." The king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. As he went, he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would I had died instead of you, O Absalom, my son, my son." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness within you. so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great to redeem. It is he who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. Rescue us, O Lord, for whom we wait, from the depths of depression and despair. May we trust in your mercy, know the fullness of your redemption, and share in the glory of your kingdom. Through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A reading from the letter to Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at the 25th verse. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are members of one another. Be angry, but not sin, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them honestly with their hands, so as to give something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouth. For only what is useful for building up as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in which you are marked with the seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as God loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. So is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Many of you know that I have a love-hate relationship with the news these days. I want to be informed, but over the past year especially, it seems like the whole world has gone topsy-turvy. Mass shootings in schools and public places, shootings and terrorism in Toronto the Good, for heaven's sakes. We are seeing a rise in racial tensions. Rights for minorities are sliding backwards. Chaos is amok in the political world. A renewed fear of nuclear war and concern for the mental health of the leaders who hold those codes are uppermost in our minds. It's like the world is having a meltdown. Like someone opened the box that said, do not open, and a whole lot of mayhem escaped. Add to that our own personal challenges and those of our family and friends, and, well, how can there not be a rise in stress levels across the board? You know, suicides are up 25% over the last 15 years. Our planet is stressed. Policies that protect the environment and the planet are being struck down and reversed. So we're overwhelmed, and it's clear that something needs to change. While sometimes things can look pretty bleak, we know that people across time have stood in our shoes and thought the same thing. They've faced war, they've faced oppression and violence and abuse and other dark things that we'll never fully know. Every age has had its challenges, and somehow the human race continues to rise out of the bad. But perhaps these times are darker. We've got the technology to create a nuclear winter that will end our human existence. Scientists are telling us that we're on the threshold of irreparable damage to our planet's delicate balance. And most of us feel helpless. Many of us feel hopeless. What can we do about it? Well, my friends, we forget that we are part of something much more than a five-century world. We get worn down by fear and anxiety, and we focus on that bad news that bombards us from every angle. And after a while, we believe it. We believe that this is all that there is. The Ephesians were having the same challenge, as we hear in the epistle reading today. The community was apparently experiencing great upset. There was much crime and unrest. There was a climate of anger and bitterness and malice. People were fearful, and it seems that they were taking it out on each other. The writer of Ephesians is speaking to those who had come to believe in Jesus, trying to pull them out of the mundane, out of that mass mind of the time, to the reality of what they had embraced as Christians. This message could have been written to us right here, right now, today. Because in our baptism, in our walk with Christ, we're called to a very different understanding of the world, aren't we? And I have to tell you that if anyone who calls himself a Christian, that is, one who follows Christ, would take these words to heart, the world would be a very different place. So what is the writer telling the community? One, he's saying, speak the truth to your neighbors, because we're all members of one another. We're all brothers and sisters on this planet, but more, as Christians, we're members of the body of Christ. One. And notice in verse 26 that he acknowledges it's okay to be angry. Anger is a perfectly normal and valid emotion. It's healthy to feel angry. It's what we do with the anger. It's the way in which we express it that becomes the issue. So, as a follower of Christ, we're being asked not to let anger control us. We do not act out by hurting someone else. We try and resolve it as best we can, as quickly as we can. Do not let night fall and still be angry. So we try to resolve it. We try to get through it. But anger can sometimes invite us to do and say things that we regret. So the writer of Ephesians is saying, consume you. And he says, not to let evil talk come out of our mouths. Now think about that. I like to think I'm a good person. I like to think that no evil talk comes out of my mouth. But how many negative things have I said about somebody? How many negative things come out of my mouth without me even realizing that they can be damning, they can be hurtful, they can be casting aspersions that I'm not even thinking about? Gossip. Gossip is a good one. We love to share news that's sometimes a bit juicy, not thinking about the cost to the person we're talking about, even if it's a celebrity, you know, even if we think it's somebody who deserves it. Do not let evil things come out of our mouths. How many times do we devalue ourselves? Somebody pays a compliment to us and we go, oh, no, well, yes. You know, we have a tendency to think negatively about ourselves. And so we devalue ourselves in that evil of ourselves without even knowing it. So instead, he says, build each other up. May our words be, I love this, be a vehicle of grace for anyone who hears. So we choose our words wisely. We speak and edify each other. We only say positive things as much as we can help it. And there's a grace about that because it comes from a place of love. It comes from a place of growth. It comes from a place of value. So are you starting to see the ways in which living our Christian faith, we can make a difference? As Christians, we can make a difference. But there's more. The writer of Ephesians is encouraging his community to avoid bitterness, slander, maliciousness. They must have been having some issues. This is not what God is calling us to do and to be, he says. Instead, the community is called to be kind to one another, to be tender-hearted. I love that word, tender-hearted, and forgiving. Why? Because God has been forgiving of them. They have been shown the model. They know the way to get through all of that contentiousness. Kindness, tender-heartedness, forgiving. So those words, spoken so long ago to that new Christian community, speak to our hearts right here today. We find ourselves in a world that grows more negative and deceitful every day. We need to take a moment, maybe right here and now, to think about this. If we follow Jesus, if we believe in an all-powerful, loving God, if we believe that we are God's beloved child, God's beloved children, and through Jesus we have been given blessings and the very keys to eternal life, the keys to the kingdom of heaven, then why are we anxious? Why are we fearful? Why are we afraid? Why are many of us popping tums like there's no tomorrow? Why are we believing the lies and the fearful thoughts that are specifically created to shake us? Remember whose child you are, as the writer of Ephesians reminds us in chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. We are called to be imitators of God as beloved children. We are called to live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Now this is key. This is so important. And it's timeless. Just as we are timeless, because we've been marked in our baptism as Christ's own forever. Forever is a long time. So we need to remember, God loves us. God loves us. And so powerful was that love, and so urgent was that need to share that love with us, that God brought us Jesus. God sent Jesus down to us, to be one of us, to know and to experience all that we experience, to teach us how to be an imitator of our loving Heavenly Father. When we follow Jesus, when we know Jesus, we're being like God. Jesus calls us to be kind and compassionate and loving, to build one another up, to see all as brothers and sisters, to bless one another, and to know that even when all is apparently falling down around our heads, God is still there. God loves us and will bring us through it. So God is embracing us today and tomorrow and all the tomorrows to come throughout eternity. Through Jesus, God shows us that we have an ongoing connection, nurtured and strengthened in the sacrifice of Jesus. And through our faith and through our willingness to be Christ-like imitators of God in the world, God works in us and through us and around us. So, we are not lost souls bouncing around through life like flotsam and jetsam. We are people of God. We are children of God. We are empowered by faith in the Holy Spirit to be the body of Christ, to be Christ in the world. Like the Ephesians who were shown the vision of what it was to be followers of Christ, we too, here and now, can access that profound love, that divine guidance that is always there when we call upon it. So today, may we be imitators of God. May we claim our place as beloved children. Blessed to be blessings. May we live in love and ignore the shadows that want to rob us of joy. May we spread kindness everywhere we go and encourage others to do the same. Thanks be to God for the gift of His Son, Jesus, our teacher, our mentor, our Savior, and our guide, who brings us peace and hope now and in the world to come. Amen.
As we stand in God's presence, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the whole people of God, that each one may be a true and faithful servant of Christ, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those drawing near to the light of faith, that the Lord will bring them to true knowledge of Himself, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our family and friends, that the Lord will give them joy and satisfaction in all they do. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are lonely, sick, hungry, persecuted, or ignored, that the Lord will comfort and sustain them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our country, that the Lord will help us to contribute to its true growth and well-being. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the whole human family, that we may live together in justice and peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of the day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ, assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ, speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and may the blessing of God Almighty, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier, be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.